The first Global Conference on Agricultural Research for Development continued Monday in Montpellier, France. About 1,000 participants are meeting to find ways of ensuring food security for a rapidly growing world population. The conference, also known as GCARD, follows the twin crises of soaring food prices in poor countries and the global recession. It aims to come up with concrete action plans to present to the G8 that would boost agricultural investment on many levels. GCARD is first hearing from senior policymakers, from governments, international aid agencies, and others on the scale of the agricultural investment needed. Among them is Kanayo Nwanze, president of the International Fund for Agricultural Development, or IFAD.
Let me say that at the outset, that I firmly believe that results and impact are what count. I have said it on previous occasions, and I will say it again today. Declarations, commitments, and speeches don't feed hungry people.
He says the scale of the challenge is significant.
There are more than 1 billion poor and hungry people in the world today. That's about 1 in 6 people of today's population, compared with a marginally better 1 in 7 10 years ago. Transforming the bleak future of these poor women and men is no mean feat. Indeed, volatile food prices, population growth, low agricultural productivity, and the potentially devastating effects of climate change make it a particularly daunting challenge.
The IFAD president says over the past 30 years, agricultural productivity in developing countries has been stagnant or in decline. He blames it on years of underinvestment.
We all know that overseas development assistance allocated to agriculture dropped from 18% in 1978 to just over 4% in 2008.
The amount of money spent by developing countries on agriculture during that same period also dropped sharply. Nwanze says the decline was as much as a third in Africa and two-thirds in Asia and Latin America. But nature plays a role as well.
As for climate change, severe water shortages are predicted to affect between 75 and 250 million people by 2020. In Africa, where approximately 95% of agriculture depends on rainfall, is particularly vulnerable.
Climate change can be reversed in part, he says, through reforestation programs, better land management, and the rehabilitation of degraded crop and pasture land. But he says agricultural research is fundamental to meeting these challenges.
Agricultural research can ensure that the smallholder, the fisher person, the pastoralist, the forest dweller, and the herder are provided with the means to adapt to climate change. It can ensure that poor rural people whose lives and livelihoods depend on the earth's productive capacity have the means to produce more and to produce it better.
And agricultural and rural development are key to fighting poverty.
GDP growth generated by agriculture has been shown to be at least twice as effective in reducing poverty as growth in other sectors.
In recent years, more attention is being paid to the importance of smallholder farms. IFAD estimates 500 million smallholder farms worldwide are supporting 2 billion people, one-third of the world's population. And Nwanze says with more support, smallholder farmers can increase their productivity to produce a food surplus. He says smallholders can become big business.
Rural agribusinesses can drive economic growth. Rural agribusinesses can provide a career opportunity for youth. And rural agribusinesses can mean a pathway out of poverty.
There has been much controversy and opposition over the use of genetically modified crops as a means of boosting productivity. Earlier this year, in Mexico, an international conference noted the importance of biotechnology, but it also recognized the potential risks to nutrition and biodiversity. The IFAD leader says 2010 has been deemed the International Year of Biodiversity.
So this is a timely opportunity to remind the world how agricultural biodiversity can improve productivity and nutrition, enhance livelihoods, respond to environmental challenges, and deliver food security.
Last July, the G8 summit in L'Aquila, Italy, issued a statement saying there is an urgent need for decisive action to free mankind from hunger and poverty. Food security, nutrition, and sustainable agriculture must remain a priority issue on the political agenda. The Global Conference on Agricultural Research for Development runs through March 31st. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.